Podcast ini ditajukan oleh Kam Apparels, sebuah perusahaan busana. Anda dapat menemukan pelbagai pilihan busana seperti oversize t-shirt, hoodie, jersey, tote bag dan banyak lagi. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk mendapatkan produk berkualiti dan bermutu tinggi. Untuk mendapatkan produk-produk dari Kam Apparels, sila kunjungi aplikasi Instagram mereka. Hey Alisa.
Yes.
Kau tahu kan yang aku ada this upcoming event kan?
Okay.
Kau ada any recommendation on beverages tak yang aku boleh cater for aku pergi event?
Beverages aku tu. Kau boleh try A1 Cendol and Durian. Aku pernah try, sedap gila rasa.
Oh, serius lah?
Serius.
Kat mana lah tempat dia?
Tak salah aku, Tampines Street 81. Blok 822.
Oh, serius lah? Since kita kat Tampines ni, jom lah kita, apa ni, kau ikut aku.
Okay.
Ya, aku please lah, aku belanja kau. Kau ikut aku belanja kau.
Serius?
Yes.
Sekarang? Okay, jom lah.
Okay, jom.
Okay, set.
Welcome back to the latest episode of One Time Plan Podcast.
Hosted by KJ.
JJ.
AJ.
And LJ.
And we are the
One Time Plan.
Oh, nice.
Baik.
Alright.
So, Neri. Neri, apa cerita? Tiba-tiba ada podcast ni.
Apa cerita?
Kukru.
Hmm?
Kukru.
Bodoh.
Kukru.
Alright.
Dengar-dengar ada cerita ni.
Cerita hangat.
Cerita apa? Hangat.
Datangnya nak rekod benda lain. Cerita panas yang keluar.
Yes.
Hai.
So, cerita apa ni?
Cerita macam mana eh? Hai, susah lah. Aku nampak aku bersosial media pun tengah busy actually.
Flooding lah Syar.
Flooding gila.
Sama.
Busy.
Should aku cakap tak perkataan tu? Aku cakap je lah. Okay. Topik pada malam ni, iaitu jurang. Salah. So topik pada malam ni adalah tajuk ni adalah curang. Dan kita tahu juga recently banyak kes-kes yang curang yang berlaku di belakang pada waktu, you know, the current era. Kes curang ni makin, you know, makin meningkat.
Era tu ada hin ke?
Oh, ada hin ke?
Ada kena mengena tu.
Tak, aku tak nak cakap apa-apa lah. Disclosure. Disclaimer lah. Disclaimer. Bukan disclosure. Disclaimer guys. Disclaimer tak ada mengena dengan yang hidup ataupun yang mati ataupun yang tengah currently tengah curang.
Apa kau buat?
Faham.
Senang cakap ni, okay, cerita tengah panas lah.
Yes. Okay, kan be general lah.
Cerita yang tengah panas, hangat macam goreng pisang. Goreng pisang panas.
Goreng pisang. Goreng pisang.
Biasalah, aku biasa cute je.
Hoking hihang.
Hoking hihang
panas.
Alright. So teruskan. Apa yang korang baca dekat social media korang? Apa yang korang dapat?
Apa yang kita dapat?
Apa yang korang baca?
Come across
information lah. Information yang kita dapat perolehi lah.
Yep.
Betul.
Nice.
So far aku tadi pagi memang tengah, aku morning always open the Facebook lah. Kan aku check it out, what's the current news, apa-apalah kadang aku tengok. Then I came across this video which was not really on viral.
Okay.
But it was just shared.
Shared by someone.
Aku tak tahu. Tiba-tiba dia pop up. Okay. Aku tengok lah video dia. Tengok video, actually aku tak faham what video is this. But I saw the word affair.
Affair.
So okay. Aku tak baca description. Aku tak baca dia punya even the
content lah.
The titles kat dalam video.
Caption dia.
Caption semua. Aku just watch the video. Then sambil pergi nak pergi kerja tu aku baca lah. Aku tengok apa benda ni.
Okay.
Kali aku when came to the last part tu, apparently I saw the couple lah kan, understand, tengah kissing in the
car.
Right. Aku zoom oh.
Zoom eh?
Zoom. Aku zoom lah. Wow. Kan, tengok.
Okay.
Rasa affair pun. Then aku baca, eh? Aku try to replay again the video. Then they say this person which quite well known lah.
Alright.
And this lady which is also quite well known. So aku cakap, eh, bukankah they are good people. Okay, pada aku, okay lah, that it might be not, it might be not true. It might be apa? Maybe diorang go somewhere
together, okay, meeting apa?
Meeting kan? Because yeah, they are the same company. So aku just, tapi yang buat yang turn off tu bila aku tengok video tu is the lagu.
Lagu eh?
Ah, okay. Benda tu tengah happening. If you are you're filming a investigation lah eh. We put the video as an investigation. Kau letak lah lagu Thrilling ke. Kau letak lagu macam nak receive long term apa? Long year apa service.
Long service award lah.
Long service award. So apa sah? So aku komen lah. Aku komen, kalau nak buat video, janganlah buat video, jangan letak lagu yang macam nak service, nak receive award. And when people like, apparently people like aku punya comment, aku tak tahu asal. So but the to think of it, kita tak ada hak to say what it is.
Yeah, betul.
Because tak ada conclusion and we don't know them.
Yeah.
But when I see the comment, people keep on sharing and reposting the video,
right,
tagging people, then at the same time stating things that is not yet true.
Betul. Okay. Okay. So sorry. Yeah. So before we jump deeper inside, maybe we can, you know, promote sikit kita punya sponsors.
Oh yeah.
Alright.
Mari silakan.
So guys, sorry sikit. Setting sikit. Bismillah. Podcast ni tajukan khas oleh A1 Cendol and Durian. Richness worth a second cup. Hashtag Cendol and Fruit Smoothie.
Nyam 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 nyam.
Yeah, kalau korang nak, you know, if you guys around Tampines ataupun around the east side area and you guys craving for durian ataupun cendol ke ataupun smoothie, korang can just come down to A1 Cendol and Durian that is located at Tampines Street 81, Block 822, unit number
01186.
Yes. So kat situ korang boleh fix korang punya stomach punya craving guys. Dia punya durian memang pekol dia kasi lah guys.
Tapi korang jangan salah faham, dia bukan jual durian kopek punya eh. Dia jual beverage which contains pure durian.
Betul.
It's not the durian punya apa, the punya lebih biji eh. It's the the apa,
isi
the isi dia eh.
Yes.
It's very pure. It's not
artificial
durian. It's really extracted from the durian itself.
Yeah, betul.
And fresh.
Yes. And kalau korang tak rasa macam durian, kan nak makan benda lain pun boleh. Like dia orang ada sweet corn punya apa, smoothie. And apa,
favorite kau kan.
Yeah. And also dia ada cereal punya flavor. Which is aku nampak is very unique. And korang should try.
It's and nice.
The strawberry also nice ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the strawberry, actually yeah, talking about the strawberry right, the owner actually revised the concoction of that too.
Okay.
Of that beverage, because apparently when we do the filming, when we commented that it should be extra filling, so they really made it extra to make the taste more vibrant, more
kick lah,
or more kick,
more umba.
So guys, you should try the strawberry also.
Alright. And strawberry dia bukan kaling-kaling guys, dia extract from legit strawberry fruit.
Yes.
Bukan strawberry jam, bukan, you know, artificial jam, bukan. It's barang legit guys.
Bukan dia ambil daripada mana-mana punya supermarket.
Dia bukan paste lah.
Correct. Dia cakap dia bukan paste.
Yeah.
It's not puree also. It's not puree.
So if korang betul-betul, you know, have that craving, do come down and support our local business. Yeah. So let's jump to the just now. Let's come back to the one that you shared with us earlier.
Yes.
Kau cakap about the comments yang share.
Okay,
share
so when I was like, when actually when aku baru nampak tu, tak banyak komen.
Yeah.
Pasal I think I was the first few one the first batch to watch that video.
Alright.
But apparently aku because notification is coming in because someone is liking my comment all the way daripada pagi sampai malam.
Alright.
And I saw a lot of comment. People condemning them. People kesian dengan the spouse of
it's their, them.
Yeah. Then some people made bad jokes about them. Example. Wah. Apa aku lupa. It's pada aku funny, but at the same time it's engkau being sarcastic and being tak payahlah buat joke gitu. But I forget lah what was it. It's something tapi nanti aku baca aku comment again.
Alright.
So when aku initially aku try to track down the video. I went to TikTok because it was reposted twice.
Wow.
It was saved twice and it was saved. The video was saved and reposted again into another profile account.
Alright.
And it was downloaded again to Facebook.
Oh.
And also uploaded to Facebook. So I tracked down all the profile.
Right.
So apparently the profile doesn't have that video anymore.
Deleted, yeah.
So someone already captured the saved the video.
Right.
That's when it became viral.
Wow. Orang really buat kerja pantas gila.
Another comment that probably I saw was I don't know whether it's true. Ini aku bukan nak cakap what I say is true.
Alright.
But this is the comment.
Silakan.
Apparently either one of the spouse send an investigator to check on them.
Oh, is it legit?
So that video was from that PI.
Wow.
This is speculation. It's not real. So this is what the comments say. Not I say. It's what?
Disclaimer. It's not he say. It's the person say.
I don't know anything happen, but it's what I read. Hopefully it's not lah, kan?
Yep. Hopefully it's not.
Then, after following up the whole day on this so-called news, they came clean and it was true.
Damn.
Oh, they came clean.
Damn.
Alright.
Not they, but the guy came clean.
Okay.
So it's not like literally he said that he's
at fault or whatever.
No, he's having an affair. But he's saying that he's sorry for what happened today. And there's no statement that says that he is having affair. Okay, so probably, of course lah, don't want to make it so kecoh, bro.
Yeah.
So we just give some space for them.
Yeah.
They need space lah actually. So siapa-siapa yang tengah repost ni, aku rasa kalau when you even listen to this podcast, can be another 2 weeks time atau 1 week time. So probably 1 month time, if this news is still hot, jangan repost.
Yeah, betul.
Matikan. Don't try to find also. Kita try to find when the talk today is to cari iktibar.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my view on this today's today's hot topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kita actually as pengguna social media, actually kita jangan pandai speculate, you know, that they legit, like aku tak tahu benda tu legit atau tidak, whether diorang pergi ke tempat itu untuk, you know, membuat benda yang tak baik. So kita tak tahu. Betul. So kita jangan speculate. So correct. We wait until orang tu beri penjelasan yang benar, yang baik.
Yeah, but to me there's no, I know they are public figures, but still tu so dalam dorang lah.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, kita as, you know, orang asing pula. Orang
itu hari tukang gaji apa? Tukang kaji.
Yeah, right. Okay, so kita as orang netizen.
Orang luar.
Kita yang apa yang kita boleh buat, kita doa yang terbaik untuk dorang. Betul. Untuk family masing-masing.
Betul.
Because dia affect literally dorang per family. Makan jiwa, guys. Because benda yang curang ni, yang terjadi ni, bukan benda main-main, bukan benda 50 cent, 20 cents. It's gonna be, if they proceed into the divorcing, makan duit saja. So, kalau boleh kita tak nak sampai that tahap lah kan. So, kita sebagai kita try, you know, doakan diorang yang baik-baik supaya they don't go through all this shit. to you know, until correct. Divorce.
You know, even when he shared the post, eh,
yeah.
Then aku open up, press the link and open up the post. Aku tengok, okay lah, aku baca and everything. Then there's video and stuff. Then looking at the comments, eh, macam pada aku, ni dorang punya masalah.
Yeah.
Korang tak payah tuang-tuang minyak, tambah-tambah.
Yeah. Tak payah api-api kan.
Tak payah nak keep, you know, macam, oh lelaki, lelaki yang selalu gini-gini, perempuan yang selalu gini-gini.
Yeah.
Pada aku tak perlu.
Yeah.
Pasal apa, dorang, benda dah jadi. Benda dah jadi, then one of the pihak dah confess.
Okay,
dah bilang sorry what happened and stuff kan.
Yep.
So let them handle lah.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to take your free time to go in depth into this. Kau, yeah, macam kau pula yang private investigator, you know. Pada aku tak perlu lah.
But benda. Actually pada aku the problem starts, the root of the problem is siapa yang leak video tu? Yeah, so the person that there are speculation where they say it's the hotel staff, they say it's the PI yang aku cakap tu, PI. So either one, pada aku ada iri hati sikit lah.
Maybe
ada dendam ke, aku tak tahulah. Aku pun tak nak sembarang orang cakap lah. But if orang yang dengar, orang yang leak tu, please lah, come on lah. You are making someone else life more miserable.
Betul.
Aku tak kisah pasal the person yang the two person yang tengah curang ni. Aku sama. Tak kisah sangat.
Sama.
Pasal aku lagi kesian anak-anak dia orang.
Betul.
Pasal this will affect their future too.
Exactly.
Pasal of course their parents are well known person.
Betul.
Macam mana pun anak-anak akan affected.
Betul.
Correct. So macam like what I've said lah, korang pun ada korang punya own life. Tak payah nak sibuk dengan orang lain punya life, masalah orang lain and stuff. So macam what KJ cakap, kita boleh doakan yang terbaik lah, you know. Just stop whatever macam posting and everything. Even the victim.
Suspects.
No.
Culprit.
No, the victim. Senang cakap the guy's wife. Victim lah.
Victim lah. Okay. Victim, we call it victim lah.
Victim lah.
Affected lah.
Okay, the spouse lah. The spouse even mention, apa ni, to stop posting, keep it low, they are trying to settle.
Give them space.
You know, even the spouse yang mention. So, korang relax je lah.
Aku dah report dah video tu.
Tak payah, you know, like, you know, jadi menganjing lah. Jadi tak payah nak, you know, mengapi-apikan keadaan yang,
correct,
you know, they are having a hard time right now. So, kau nak api-apikan, it's not even appropriate in the first place.
Korang bikin gini, korang dapat duit ke?
Dapat gaji ke?
Kan?
Yeah,
but untuk aku I was hoping that hopefully things can be settled nicely.
Yeah.
They'll be back to their normal life. Because actually, to have that, apa ni? To know that celebrity, where people look up at her, to exactly. her lah, kan? Yes. Even the husband also, orang pun look up at dia. Pasal he's the best. Aku pun tak ada macam, tak pernah ada terfikir. Aku nampak dia, I do event, aku pernah buat event dengan dia. So called as a vendor. I saw his achievement semua. Actually, he's great person though. He's a very good person. Yeah. So apa-apa yang orang nak cakap apa, oh, mentang-mentang dah banyak duit, lupa diri. Macam gitu. Ini terpulang dia lah, kan. Oh,
yes.
It's suara dalam lah. Dia punya hal. Kau tak masuk campur apa tu, antara dia dengan Tuhan lah.
Betul. Kubur masing-masing.
Kubur masing-masing. Yeah. So kau tak boleh detect yang kau, yang ini balasan dia menjadi kaya, dan lupa
salah.
Diri.
Salah. Itu salah.
That's why.
Kau bukan Tuhan. Kau bukan Nabi. Kau bukan Rasul.
Yeah.
Kau seorang manusia yang sama macam kita semua.
Yeah.
So there's no way that's no way that you have the right to say that to as a Muslim lah. Yang paling penting as a Muslim to another Muslim. It's not nice. Pada aku it's not nice lah. Aku tengok komen dia, it's not nice lah.
And aku, one thing yang tak suka is apa, during this type of thing happening, orang always side di perempuan yang side. Hmm. Dan tak side lelaki yang side. Hmm. But why? It takes two hands to clap. Tak betul.
Betul.
So, masing-masing ada masing-masing punya problems. Then, I don't know what actually happened. And stuff happen. So, kau tak boleh salahkan satu side, satu pihak. Kau kena, you know, kau tak mau ambil pot pun. Kau be a neutral and try to understand their situation masing-masing.
Yeah.
So, from there, you can see the picture better, clearer. So, just chillax. Tak payah nak, you know, mengheboh-hebohkan cerita, cakap lelaki ni dah kaya, habis lupakan bini, time susah, bini tolong, kau nobody, habis kau masih sayangkan dia, nanti kau dah maju, kau lupakan bini, lupakan anak. Tak macam itulah kan.
Yalah, kita tak tahu apa orang tu tengah going through and stuff.
Betul.
Sorry. So yeah, that's my two cents lah.
Well, yalah, that I agree. Tiba eh. Okay, so yeah, aku agree dengan what KJ said. Just don't apa ni, take sides on any any one of them lah. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows what is actually happening in their marriage. Okay. Okay, the reason why I'm saying this is because I've been through what about all this scandalism or cheating. Okay, bukan nak buka aib sendiri, but yes, I have apa ni, how to say ya? Aku pernah be in that situation.
Okay.
And I have been the apa ni? I have been the culprit and I also have been the victim.
Okay.
Yeah, so to me it's not fair that aku dipersalahkan sebab aku curang, but yang the other person punya story korang tak tahu.
Betul.
You know? You get what I mean? Sebab apa, okay, maybe sebab aku tak pandai cover diri, cover track. Tapi, at the same time, orang, the other party, dia pandai cover diri. So, people don't know actually that person is doing the same thing as me.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it's best not to macam pertikaikan siapa yang benar, siapa yang salah.
Yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say is that kalau kau tahu cerita, then kau boleh berbual. Kalau kau nak apa condemn ni semua, janganlah. Kau check kau punya
background sendiri masing-masing.
Yeah. Yes. Tak semestinya kau tak buat sekarang. Kau kena ingat kau masih ada masa depan.
Betul.
You know? Your masa depan is still panjang. I don't know, maybe. Or maybe kau, masa kau hidup dalam dunia ni, you may never know when is the time that you will cheat. You might not realize that you are cheating.
Yes. Aku actually cheater also.
Look karma.
Aku cheater.
Kau ada cheater?
Aku actually cheater.
Okay.
Aku cerita. Tapi teruskan dulu.
Tak, aku tengah fikir. Kau ada cerita ke kau cerita? Tapi lah.
Tak,
teruskan. Okay, yeah. So, yalah. Macam, okay lah. Let's buka story lah.
Aduh.
Nak buka story tak nak?
Buka.
Okay, buka. Buka story. Okay.
Terpulang.
Okay, kita buka story eh. So, what happened? So what happened to me was, it comes from a very long journey lah. Okay, to cut story short, whatsoever. My first previous marriage, it didn't it became sour lah.
Alright.
Okay.
As we know,
Okay. Yes, yes, you all know it became sour.
Lepas marriage.
Ah yes, yes,
lepas. Dosi garing dah.
No.
Dah disclaimer tadi dah.
Okay, so the past marriage, it wasn't a nice one lah. It resorted to cheating.
Right.
Okay, it resorted to cheating because I have my own reason. I have my own sets of reason. Yes, I resorted into cheating because it's not that I don't care about my child lah. Is I don't care anymore about my spouse.
Okay.
Okay. I know in my head already, okay, this is the end. I know I'm gonna be in trouble. Sekira dia macam fuck care.
Alright.
I don't give a damn. Okay, yang aku tahu is apa, asalkan anak aku is not in this toxic relationship. I don't want him to be in unhealthy family
environment.
Yes. Because honestly speaking, it was a very unhealthy one. It was very toxic. It was very mental. Very, very personal. it was very personal. It was very mental and emotional. Yeah. To a certain extent that aku macam diperbodohkan tau. Like, I honestly don't know what is good, what is bad, what is wrong and what is right. Yeah, macam aku buat ni, aku betul ke tak? Things like that lah. So aku macam lost. So at one point of time, I felt that okay, I need to break free. I need to break from this
cage.
Yes, cage. Thank you. From this cage, and I don't want my I don't want my child to feel the same.
Understand?
Okay. So sampai sekarang, it's.
Sorry,
Thank you. Dia macam...
Oi, empat ya.
Kasih session pula. Okay, sorry. So, sampai sekarang, it's still... masih terasa lah.
Sorry, sekejap. AJ, later masukkan lagu sedih kat sini.
Kau ni jaga kat sebuah idea.
Silakan.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that... was my part of the story, my part of the cheating story. So after everything was over, when things, when people got to know that I was cheating, I didn't deny lah. Okay, kau dah tahu, kau tahu lah. So aku the bad person, fine lah. That is what you want. What you want to think about me, what you want to say about me, fine, just go ahead. I don't give a damn. Okay? Because at the end of the day, you don't know what is happening, what is actually happening, what you hear is a fact or not. Itu antara kau dengan orang tu. Aku tak nak masuk campur. Yang kau dah tahu aku cheating, okay, fine lah. Okay, I'm the bad sheep. So, so everything, all the words come to me lah. Okay, aku take in. I don't care. So lepas everything over, cutting short, blah blah blah, aku found out that person did far worse than me during the marriage. It was not just one or two, it was multiple different. And then aku macam teringat balik ah, oh patutlah dia tak kasi aku check the payphone. Aku check the pay, aku pegang the payphone, dia macam melenting semacam ah. Dah macam apa hal saya ada ni? Aku setakat pegang phone je. Lepas tu dia member rampas lah saya. Wow, apa ni? Okay. Honestly, at the point of time, aku tak fikir apa-apa. Macam, aku seorang isteri yang bodoh.
Naif lah.
Yes. Okay. That I trusted him so much. That I didn't know he would have the heart to do that to me. Yeah, and if you're listening to this right now, I know I appreciate. Okay. And it's bad. I don't know how much you hurt me.
Tak apa. Kau vent out je. Vent out je.
And you know, all those people who are backing you up, kudos to them ah. Okay, kudos to them who are carrying all your lies. That's all I want to say lah. Okay, good luck to you. Anyways, right now my marriage has been is so much more like a paradise ah. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
That's all you. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Okay guys, sorry.
Dia cerita dia terkencing.
Bodoh.
One kind claim we'd be back for part two. Oh.